Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 449. Visible, translated text is as follows. Out of jail. I don't know who the detective was I told about my not leaving home at 9 o'clock. Four of them were talking to me, all at the same time. I think one was Starnes and Campbell that I told that to, about changing the time. I don't remember whether I told them that then that I was going to tell the whole truth. I told them that after I got out of jail, after I got back to headquarters, if you tell a story, you know you've got to change it. A lie won't work, and you know you've got to tell the whole truth. Yes, I knew it was bound to come when I told it the first time. I didn't tell the whole truth then, because I didn't want to give the whole thing away then. In the statement where I told about my moving the little girl for Mr. Frank, the reason why I didn't correct it then about the time I bought the liquor, I don't know whether I did it then or not, but I did tell them. I told them I drank 4 or 5 beers that morning. I told them at the first saloon I bought 2 beers. I didn't tell them I bought any wine at that time. I told them I had some wine put in my beer, what they call wine. It wasn't any wine, though. I don't know whether I told them that in the statement I made about moving the little girl or not. The wine was put in my beer by Mr. Earl's beer saloon on Saturday morning. I told that to Mr. Black and Mr. Scott, I don't remember when. As to my not testifying about that yesterday, you didn't ask me that. I remember telling you that yesterday. I remember saying I didn't buy any wine. No, that yesterday, anything about putting beer in wine yesterday? But I remember I said something about putting wine in beer. I know I told you that yesterday. I don't remember telling them I started straight from Peter Street to Capital City Laundry. I told them I started for the laundry after leaving Mr. Frank at the factory. If they have got it down there, I must have said so. I don't remember saying it. I told them I met Mr. Frank at